Everyone, welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially those of us working from home, are just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I'm really happy to be bringing today's guest back for now a third time here on Word of Mom Radio. I'm so glad. As a transformational speaker and coach, Jeanette Paxia aims to do whatever she can to help others live life to their fullest. Through her companies, Pax Coaching and Living Mindfully, she works with clients to achieve their goals and transform their lives. Jeanette achieves her goals through one-on-one coaching, group coaching, speaking, and through her writing. Empowering children is one of her main focuses. She has published 3 children's books, most recently, I Am a Superhero. In addition, she is a number one best-selling author for her story that was part of the book, Women Who Rise, released last year during COVID. Jeanette's new book, Life Lessons in Success, launches 3, 2, 1, March 21st. This book has 36 inspirational stories about success from trainers and coaches certified in Canfield Success Principles. With all that being said, Jeanette, welcome back to Word of Mom Radio.
So happy to be here.
It's nice to see you. So I'm going to jump in and ask, what made you decide to write your story for Life Lessons in Success?
I felt like it was important for people to be able to identify with someone who had been bullied. I was bullied for a few years in school, and it really changed the course of my life and made me realize that I can help empower children, which is why I write the children's books and work with children in schools and programs to create self-confidence and self-empower them so that they can resist bullying and we can stop school violence. If you create a world of children who are self-empowered, they then affect their parents and everyone around them. And you don't have to relearn all of this as you grow up.
Great point, because trying to relearn things from childhood, we all know it can be done. That's why you're a coach. That's why coaches and psychologists and psychiatrists are there. But life is a lot easier when you're not retraining your brain.
Exactly.
Talk about how your story and that personal journey for you relates to that most recent book that you put out, that I Am a Superhero.
My story is what I went through in being bullied and how I still had to continue to go to school even though I was being bullied every day. And in I Am a Superhero, you go through the journey of a life in the day of a child and how all the child wants to do is to be a superhero and realize that what you do every day, you do have unique superhero traits within you. So it's a fun book that helps children not only use their imagination, but see that they are important and they're unique and every person is here for a reason. And I really want to use that empowering statement for children to see that they're important, you know, in the life of YouTube videos. And they see all of these people all the time who they feel like are famous. You don't have to be famous to be important. Everyone's unique. Everyone offers something to the world. And so this book is a fun way for children to realize that. It's fun for adults and children.
When you look at life through the eyes of a child, you know, everything they do, they can become a bird, they can become a fish, they can become an anything. They are their own superhero because they don't know that they're not a hero yet. It's only
exactly
when you tell them that they can't do this or they don't know how, as opposed to teaching them. And is it going to be frustrating? Sure. How do you learn to get dressed? You know, at first as a child, you know, but that's a big accomplishment. The smallest things are so important, especially as they're growing, you know, and so I love,
yes,
you know,
definitely.
the first time you were with us, you shared you are a superhero,
mm-hmm.
you know, and tell
yes.
us a little bit about that book.
So You Are a Superhero is a little bit longer, and what it does is identifies people in the children's life that have superhero traits. For example, a teacher, a chef, anybody that you meet during the day who you think, well, they're just a teacher. Well, they're not just a teacher. They have a lot to offer, and they have superhero traits. I work with a lot of different people through my Jack Canfield certification, and ran into somebody who has written a lot of books. I dedicated the book partially to her, the book I Am a Superhero. And she said, this is a good book, but you need to write something shorter, something that can be read in a few minutes before bedtime. And after that meeting with her, I literally wrote the entire book in 5 minutes, walking home. So they relate, but they don't. They're very different. You Are a Superhero identifies more the superhero traits you see in other people. I Am a Superhero identifies the superhero traits you can find in yourself.
I think
have this whole superhero theme.
But you know what? Superhero themes are awesome because kids and adults relate to superheroes. I mean, come on, they're still making Marvel movies and all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not five-year-olds that are going to see Superman 20. You know, it's not.
I'm right there.
Exactly.
I'm right there.
Yeah.
And I dress as Wonder Woman, go to schools, and I present these anti-bullying programs. And my next book is called Superheroes on the Spectrum, and it's about children who have been diagnosed on the autism spectrum and how they have their own superhero traits. So it's actually really real stories about children and from their point of view, if they're able to write it, and from their parents or caretakers' point of view. So staying with the theme.
Absolutely love that. Love that you are doing a book about the superhero traits of kids on the spectrum. People don't realize Bill Gates is autistic. Steve Jobs. When you look at, you know, people on the spectrum, there's a whole spectrum. You know,
that's
my grandson and I were at the park today, and everybody he sees, hi, friend. And she's on the spectrum, but she's nonverbal. And
yes.
Then you have the other side of the spectrum of kids that are so brilliant, and they're scientists and they're artists and the technical capabilities and stuff like that. It's remarkable. And again, the superhero in all of us, you know, and going back to you are a superhero, you know,
mm-hmm.
the person who drives the school bus, the lunch
exactly.
people in the cafeteria, all these people that our kids interact with, especially now, let's face it, through this whole pandemic, we found out who the superheroes really are. Because it's not just the doctors
agree.
And nurses, it's the orderlies. And the
mm-hmm.
people in the cafeterias that keep those hospitals running. Every time I go grocery shopping, I thank whoever it is behind the counter, thank you for working. Because I'm in there with my mask and all my PPE. I come home, I disinfect everything. They're there 8 hours. Those are the superheroes.
Yes.
You know, baseball players, they're nothing but ball players. And I'm a jock. So I think, I'm serious, You Are a Superhero needs to, you know, come back out again and you know, the
uh-huh.
COVID edition, because it is. It's where you realize it is those everyday people that make this world run. You know?
Well, they all tie together. I have medical assistants in the book, coaches, I already mentioned teachers, and then my child who's on the spectrum, he had a diagnosis of Asperger's. He's 20. And he works at a grocery store. He's a cashier at a grocery store. So he sees people all day long without masks and during the whole COVID. And, you know, they're out there every day exposing themselves.
Right.
And they really are the heroes, the nurses, the people who clean the hospitals and
right.
the grocery clerks, people who are delivering packages, because we know all that increased with this.
Mm-hmm.
And moms who are staying home and not only working from home and managing their businesses, but now they've become teachers or supporting the teachers, and their children are now schooling from home. So there's all these heroes that have appeared during COVID, and they all have superhero traits.
Isn't it wonderful? Because this is something that you have been championing for so long, And it's amazing how relevant, how incredibly relevant it is right now. Because again,
it is.
This is where you really realized, you know, it's so here on Word of Mom Radio, we constantly, you know, we're in the author's alley now, but this can go into the parenting corner as well, because we share things all the time. We have shared, you know, the homeschooling CEO who was a homeschooler before this and runs two incredibly successful businesses while she homeschools her kids and did it like a business. You know, this
amazing.
Was her school.
That's
time.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, you know, people have the misconception that homeschooling means 8 hours a day. Distance learning, that's what they're doing, which I think is just a crime to make a kid sit in front of a computer for 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Break the sessions up, have a morning session and an afternoon session. And, you know, kids are in the morning, kids are in the afternoon. It's the safest way to open up school, too. And the fastest way, get those ventilation systems in there done, get the PPE. But if you split the classes, if a teacher, instead of having 20 kids, has 10 or 15 instead of 30, you can get a lot more learning done in 3 hours. And then they go home, and now parents get to share the time with the kids because it's totally different. But as you were saying, you know, now those moms that are working from home are now sharing their office, maybe the kitchen table. And now they're sharing it with their kids, their significant other, their spouses. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, we're the superhero. And let's face it, somebody put up a meme. I put it on my Facebook page, and it is the picture of a woman symbol at the bathroom. You know how it's like the little triangle?
Uh-huh.
And it said, it's
dress.
Not a woman, it's a cape. It's not a dress, it's a cape. And,
oh, I love that.
And so now all of a sudden it was the woman in like a pair of pants and a shirt, and the triangle, it was in the back as a cape. And that's the hashtag, it is a cape. And I was like, I will never look at that symbol the same way again. Because if there's anyone out there that deserves to wear a cape, it is the moms in this world, especially now. You know, and kudos to us for what we do. The mompreneurs out there, the grand, you know, wave my hand as a grandmapreneur. And you know what? I'm still a mompreneur. Even though my kids are grown and gone, when my kids need me, this, I don't care what I'm doing, because that's, you know, the job of mom. 24/7.
You're always a mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And now I get the caveat of the grandma, because now I'm Mimi. Please, thank you. Did you wash your hands before you went to the bathroom? That's the extent of my job. And now it's like, can we go here? Sure. Can we do that? Of course. Why not? I still go on the slide. My friends are like, you go down the slide. I'm like, why wouldn't I? You know, that's why your books resonate with me, because I will always be that kid. And it's so important.
Me too.
If, you know,
I live through the kids' eyes all the time. I feel like in some parts of me, I didn't grow up, even though I recently turned 50. I feel like there's still that kid inside, and I love to share. I have the kids' imagination down because I still have it. But
that's what makes you the author that you are, Jeanette. On that note, we're going to take a quick break to say thank you to our sponsors, and then we'll be right back here on Word of Mom Radio.
Have you been curious about CBD? Maybe you heard it helps relieve stress and balance your body, but you're not sure where to start? The most important thing when you're thinking about CBD is choosing a brand you trust and feel confident in. Altwell is a high quality and effective CBD line. It's a family business with 4 generations in the wellness industry, and they poured all their experience, knowledge, and passion into making modern wellness attainable. Altwell uses only the highest quality, ethically grown hemp, carefully selected from Colorado farms. They triple test every product, and with every purchase, you can access a lab report so you can see exactly what you're getting. If you're new to CBD, a great place to start is with topicals like Altwell's balms and lotions to help ease achy muscles, and their serums to moisturize and brighten your skin. Altwell is offering Word of Mom listeners a special discount so you can try it for yourself. All you have to do is go to altwell.com and use code ALTWELLMOM at checkout for 25% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply.
She is brave. She is strong. She is you. Because you're that woman who's got a product or a service that you're looking to promote, or you're out there seeking to support other women in business. Mompreneur marketers are here to help women learn, network, and build the businesses of their dreams, because when you win, we win.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404. Or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Don't let the name fool you, because stadiumbags.com has a line of clear bags that enable you to use your phone and your smart devices without removing them from your bag. Not only that, but the product is so good it'll stand up to the cleaning solvents that you need to use now to make sure that when you come home safely. So take a look at stadiumbags.com. You'll see why we're your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Jeanette Paxia, and we've been talking about her books and that superhero theme that goes throughout them, because all of us and everyone we come into contact with have those superhero traits. But now I want to flip over to your new book that is launching 3/2/1, March 21st, Life Lessons in Success, because you're not the only author in this book. So maybe you can share some of the other stories that we're going to be able to read.
Yes, this book is 36 stories, and everyone defines success differently. So there's a story in here that you will identify with. Maybe not all 36, maybe you will identify with all 36. It is 36 Jack Canfield Success Principles, trainers and coaches were all certified, and Jack wrote the foreword for the book. Some of the stories, they talk about Michael's story. I saw him perform it live or do the story live, and there was not a dry eye in the house. It is very touching. He talks about his daughter, Zoe, and I'm not going to give too much away, but I will just say that the book launches, we said 3/2/1, but it's also World Down Syndrome Day, and ironically, we did not choose it for that reason, but no coincidences. So that's Michael's story. You'll read Sherry's story. Sherry talks about how we can all use feedback to our advantage, which is one of the success principles. There's Cindy's story, and Cindy talks about making some difficult decisions in your life and how you can push through that. She now uses her burnout story for her business to help others. There's Hannah's story, and Hannah talks about listening to your intuition even when other people are telling you differently. So there's just so many stories in this book, and for me, it's that common theme of success, because every person identifies success in a different way. Success can change throughout your life. For me, success is when I can help others, even if it's small, kind gestures that no one else sees, when I can go through that day and pay it forward. And then when I find I've fallen and something's happened that's taken me back, I can go ahead and get right back up again and move forward. That's my success, but every single person defines success in a different way, and I think this book will help you identify with how you define success and how you can move forward through issues in your life or things that happen.
I love that, and it really is true. Everybody's definition of success is different. You know, it's not about how much money you have in the bank, because you can't take any of that with you. You know, it's the memories, it's the life, things that we took for granted. You know, as we're taping right now, Jeanette and I were talking before, this was our last week of a year ago, just, you know, going to a ball game, going to the movies, going to whatever, and how quickly life can change. The success is just, we're here. I mean, that's a huge success, because Your family battled it, literally. Me too.
Yes.
I lost my daddy, and too many people lost theirs.
I am grateful every day that I wake up after having COVID, experiencing it, and pushing through the fear. And it's another day for me to help people, and I still have stuff to do. So pushing through all of that fear and pushing through COVID, and this last year has been a challenge for, I dare to say, everybody. I mean, everyone's experienced it in some way, whether they know somebody or whether they had it themselves. And we've successfully come through, and soon, putting it out there, soon this will be a distant memory that we share with others who weren't here during this.
Absolutely. And you know what? As I talk to you, don't forget, you are a superhero. Look at that. Look at that. You kicked COVID's butt, you know?
Good.
And yeah, here's to the superhero. There's another part of that heroine in you, because you still have so much to do. There's too much work for you still out there to do. Too many people's lives that you are going to help transform. So nothing as trivial as a virus is going to, you know, make that stop. So what do you have on the horizon? Do you have any other books coming out?
I mentioned Superheroes on the Spectrum. I have that one coming out. I also am working on my programs, my anti-bullying program, where I mentioned I dress as Wonder Woman and go to schools. Obviously, that's changed a little bit with most children not attending school except through computers. So that's changed, and the way that looks has changed. I'm always working on other books. I have a couple series that I'm working on. I have hundreds of books in my head. It's just getting them out and, you know, getting them released and actually written. So we're always working on how I can improve the lives of others through stories, through life experiences, through my coaching, my speaking, whatever I can do to empower others to live happily and live their soul purpose.
I mentioned that you have your two businesses, PAX Coaching. Talk about living mindfully a little bit and what you do there.
Living mindfully is my business where I'm working on mindful pregnancy, mindful birth. So my clients are in their pregnancy years, I call it, because, you know, there's postpartum that we often forget about. And I work with them in just being mindful, because you don't know how long you're going to be here, and every moment does count. And pregnancy, although when you're in it can feel like it's an eternity, it actually is a blink of an eye in your life. So it's being mindful during that process, being mindful during the birth. With that company, I'm also working on mindful grandmother. I'm working on mindful adoption, and then going through the stages of life. So mindful baby, mindful toddler, and really being present and mindful during all these stages. Because as I said, you just don't know how long you're going to be here, and every moment counts, and being grateful and mindful in every moment as much as you can. I mean, I know we're all busy. As mompreneurs, we're usually extremely busy. And so how can you be mindful and present in those moments?
It's interesting that you talk about that. The mindful part of connecting, that connection time that you have, because it does go so incredibly fast. It's a blink of the eye. I mean, as I said, I'm 17 in my soul, which is why I will always be great with kids and stuff. But I look at my children, and it still catches in my throat because my oldest is 32. My godson just turned 17. And I was like, geez, Sebastian, next year you're going to be older than me, man. What's up with this? When my daughter turned 20.
It was so funny.
My daughter blew out her candles at her 20th birthday, and I was like, well, it's official. Mommy's the last teenager left in the family.
It's fun. You can, age is just a number, right?
You know what? It is. But it's all the ways that we can connect with, you know, the things that you are doing with your superhero themes. These are stuff that should be up on upparent.com so parents can find these books. And because it's so, the message, the lessons, what you are sharing, giving our children wings, what can be better than that? What can be better than just giving them that feeling that they can accomplish anything, no matter what their ability is. You know, for some
it's important to give them wings and to support them. It's often hard to let them fly, but because as parents, that's, you know, our job is to keep them safe, but it's important to give them wings. And I think being mindful, every one of us in the Life Lessons in Success, every author had a story or a time we went through where when I was being bullied, I didn't feel like it was ever going to end, but it did. And now I can use that story to help others. It happened for me, not to me. And every story in that book, I think, is a story that helps you see that it's a moment. Be mindful during that and move forward. And we can empower children. We can empower adults to be successful in whatever way they define success.
Saying that it happened for you and not to you, that's something that's going to stick with me. I'm
that
curious. What a perspective. That's that.
I
you
would
know,
love
I've
to tell you who originally came up with that, and I can't remember. It is a woman, and I'm sorry, but yes, for me, not to me.
You know, I always say, you know, people say we win or lose, and it's like, no, we win or learn. You know,
always learning
that, or when people, you know, oh, you only live once. It's like, no, you die once. You live every day. So that's why you want to live and don't squander it, because if we've learned anything, it's that.
Time is so precious.
Wow.
It's
you know,
so
just
precious.
In the blink of an eye, everything can change. Everything
mm-hmm.
can change.
Yes.
And to all of us out there that through this change, through everything, we're still here. Talk about success. Talk about success. So, Jeanette, as we are wrapping up, what do you want to leave our listeners with and let them know how they can reach you?
That you can be successful, whatever your definition is, that you can learn from your own mistakes, that you, it's important that you do that and move forward. And you are a superhero in your own way. What are your superhero traits? We're all unique and here for a reason. You can find me on Instagram. It's JeanettePaxia_coach. You can find Pax Coaching on Facebook, and my website is www.paxcoach.com.
All of
Thank
the links
you,
will
Dory.
Be live. My pleasure, Jeanette. It is always so uplifting to have you on the show. It really is. And I thank you for being here. For all of you tuning in, thanks for spending time with us. We want to thank Altwell, our fabulous sponsor. And we're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So till next time, this is Dory DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is